Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, so you're ready to pick up your next rental property, but you're not quite sure where to find the money. Well, I'm going to give you three really easy options that anyone can use to pick up that next rental property so you can start generating that income and working your way towards financial freedom.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
But real quick, my name is Matt Terrio. I am CEO of Epic Real Estate. And what we do here is we show people how to invest in real estate with an emphasis on retiring early. So it's at least once a week, perhaps even more, on my YouTube channel. Anytime that I'm talking about creative financing or creative acquisition strategies or just buy and hold type real estate, I always get asked the question of, Matt, it's great that you're doing all these deals. This is totally awesome. We love it. But how do you find all the money to hold all of these deals? Where did you get all the money to build the real estate portfolio that you've got? So the answer is really easy. There's three simple places. The first is public financing, bank financing, which really wasn't available to me till recently. After I got out of the music career, I went through some financial devastation that almost took me, it took me more than a decade to recover, but now I'm able to use that. So if you've got the money and you've got the credit score, that's certainly available to you, but that's obvious. The second place that I would access money from, and it's my favorite, is the seller themselves, where I negotiate an offer of price and terms where the seller actually becomes the bank. And that's a big mystery to a lot of people, but it's the exact same way that you would with your regular traditional financing. You're gonna borrow the money from the bank, and then you're gonna make payments over time, and eventually you'll pay them off and you own the property. This, with seller financing, is the exact same way, but instead of sending money to the bank, you're actually sending money to the seller over time. And at the end of that term, you will eventually own that property. So that's the second way. That's how I built most of my portfolio. And then things really started to pick up when I tapped into the third source. That's private money. So that's friends and family and your network and your associates and your friends of friends. It's what we call relationship money. And when you go out and you get really good at finding these types of deals and the type of ROI that you can create out of your price and terms offers, there's a lot left over for someone else to participate with you. So for example, it's not uncommon for us to say to find a cash on cash return on a property of 15%. And if you got 15%, there's 6-8% that you could share with someone else. And you think about all of the opportunities that are available, or I should say the lack of opportunities available for investment returns, 6% is typically 2-4 times better than what most people are earning on their investments. So that's typically a really easy sell to access private money. And why would you want to use other people's money, whether it's bank financing or it's the seller's money or it's private money? It's because, you can get rich using your own money, but you really get wealthy leveraging other people's money. And when you get really good at finding deals, you're bringing them along for the ride and you're doing them an immense favor as well. And just recently, there is a new source. So this is a bonus, number four, where it's kind of like, there's an old company, I don't know if they're still around, called LendingTree, where you could go to this website and you could submit your information to get a loan to buy your primary residence. And then all these different banks would come together and they would start competing for your business. I think that was a really great service. I don't know if they're still around or not, but there's something like that now for real estate investors. It's called newprivatemoney.com. Same type of thing. You go and you submit your deal and you get all these private lenders from all across the country. It's like from family offices and hedge funds and crowdfunding sites. They all start to compete for your business, for the opportunity for you to use their money. That's at newprivatemoney.com. Go check it out. Absolutely no obligation. It's not a credit score type thing, so it's not going to reflect on your credit score. You've got absolutely nothing to lose. And in 30 minutes or less, you're going to have multiple offers for people wanting to participate with you and your deal.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.